This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Investigators probing the deadly blast that ripped across Beirut are focusing on possible negligence in the storage of tons of highly explosive fertilizer in a waterfront warehouse. This as the government ordered the house arrest of several port officials. International aid flights are delivering supplies as Lebanon's leaders struggle to deal with the widespread damage and shocking aftermath of Tuesday's blast. The health ministry says the explosion killed 135 people and injured about 5,000 others. The World Health Organization says it is airlifting medical supplies to Lebanon, and Russia is contributing too. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The WHO says it expects to cover up to 1,000 trauma and up to 1,000 surgical interventions following the explosion in Beirut. Supplies airlifted from a humanitarian hub in Dubai will be used to treat burns and wounds caused by broken glass and other debris from the massive blast. Separately, Russian emergency officials say the first Russian plane with medical workers and equipment for a makeshift hospital has left the country and is heading for Lebanon. Four more flights will follow in the next 24 hours with more rescuers and medical workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Associated Press reports U.S. testing for the coronavirus is dropping even as infections remain high and the death toll rises by more than 1,000 a day. Officials attribute the trend to Americans getting discouraged over having to wait hours to get a test and days or weeks to learn the results. Widespread testing is considered essential to managing the outbreak as the U.S. approaches 5 million confirmed infections and more than 157,000 deaths. From Washington, this is VOA News.